Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our friend, our good friend Quint Studer is here. Quint's been a member of our Brain Trust now. We're going to celebrate his 15th anniversary very soon. He's the founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute, a nonprofit research organization that I was actually a witness to what that organization has done in his own hometown. And I know he's done this in other places around the country. The way he's transformed, he and his people are transforming communities is amazing. He's the author of Building a Vibrant Community. That's one of his books. And he's our good friend. Quint Studer, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back. And thank you once again for coming down to Pensacola and speaking at our awards banquet. Very much appreciated.
Well, it was my pleasure. I love coming down there. And I, you know, you've been telling me about Pensacola for a long time. And I finally got down there. And boy, howdy, have you – that city, your city, is not only beautiful, but when I moved around the city those two or three days I was down there, I mean, I saw happy people. I saw people who were optimistic. I saw people who were proud of each other. I saw people who were, you know, what's the impartial spectator where you look around and you're happy to see other people doing well. I saw a lot of that while I was down there.
Yeah, no, we have actually documentation of that. In 2007, I hired Mason Dixon to do a quality of life survey. Because, you know, everywhere you go, Jim, the community, of course, wants to say they have a good quality of life. But, you know, do you really? And only 26% of the people in 2007 thought the community was moving in the right direction. 2018, over 60% thought it's moving in the right direction. And you don't get much higher than about 70, because you're always getting about 30% of your people that just the way they are.
That's right.
And I think that's where communities, they give that 30% too much power.
They're the ones ones who run for office.
Yeah, and I think what you saw there is what we believe what you do on your radio show is we've really intentionally, and I think that's the word, intentionally, got real serious about helping small businesses be successful. Mm-hmm. 60 to 80% of all jobs come locally, and I think our training and development has really been critical to creating that, not only the skill set, but to creating the energy we're all in this together. You know, which you sort of saw at the awards banquet.
People excited
for other people's success. And last point, then answer any questions, is I think so many small and mid-sized cities have what I call a culture of scarcity, particularly in the older generation. They're so worried about losing what they have that they really don't look upon the goal is to grow the community, not just keep it so I get my share or I get my piece of the pie. So you have to really destroy that culture of scarcity in a community.
Isn't it amazing how you can turn things around in your life, in your business, in your community, in your relationships? If you can just somehow flip that switch over from scarcity to abundance, isn't it amazing when you can look at the world and folks, this isn't platitudes. This isn't you know, half full, half empty talk. This is really. If you could do that, if you could look at the world from the standpoint, if you just said to yourself, what if I just started thinking about everybody wins, about abundance, not what am I going to lose? What would happen? And that's a real dynamic that it has real power, doesn't it?
Yeah, in fact, one of the things we talked about in just creating a little bit of sizzle, but when I go into an organization or a community, particularly an organization or a small business, I always start off with breaking them into small groups. And you can do this in a community too. And say, you know, why do you do what you do? know, so why do you teach, or why do you work in a store like this, or, you know, why do you work at the business in sports? And they sort of talk about why they're in the vocation they're in. Because we all sort of pick vocations we're attracted to. There's a reason. And then if you're a waitress, it's probably because you like people and so on. Then after that, I say, okay, now that you've told why you picked the job you picked, tell me why you picked working in this place, because you can do that job other places. And Jim, you know, when they come into the room, they're sort of wondering. It's amazing, just in 15 minutes, by saying, you know, why did you pick the profession you picked? Why are you working where you're working? Or why are you living where you're living? All of a sudden, that positive feeling starts getting around. Mm-hmm. That's really what we want to do. We want to lay the foundation of gratitude. But once you do that, then all of a sudden, yeah, there's issues, there's problems, but, you know, we can get over these.
Well, and that's contagious. That's the beautiful part about it, is either if you think you can't, that's contagious. If you think you can, as Henry Ford said, that's contagious too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Jim Collins and all his work on great companies talks about creating big, hairy, audacious goals. And, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to hit them, but you're going to come a lot
yep.
closer. I think, you know, our goals, great. Everybody's goal should be to create a great place to live, because that's where they live, their children live, and their grandchildren live.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're talking about. And even though, you know, the column, that the material you talked about is, we lit up a tree this year. We have a tree called the Liberty Tree, and so we lit it up with lights around the holiday season, and everybody loved it. So we just kept the lights going now. It's light up every night. You know, if you're in New York, there's the top of a building that lights up, you know, red or red, white, and blue every night. And you don't have to just do it during a holiday season. You don't have to just, you know, put a fresh coat of paint on once in a while. And I think it's really taken pride in your community and pride in your business. And, you know, we always say I own a baseball team, but we always say every day is opening day.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is, it's the 21st century. Attracting residents, attracting business, it's the human part of it is not different, but the business part is different. And if you aren't aware of that, then you're going to get behind the eight ball. You're not going to be competitive. When we come back after the break, Squint's got a handful of things that he says we need to be looking at if we're gonna grow our communities. And they're outstanding ideas, and I'm looking forward to you hearing about them. That'll be right after the break. Quint, I need your website quickly, please.
StuderEye.org.
Studer, StuderEye.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.